So my name is Hester Simons. I'm a Wisconsin Population Health Fellow working in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm placed at the Wisconsin Division of Public Health. And today I'm going to talk about a project we've been working on there for over a year now called the Health Equity Check-In, which is a community-led evaluation strategy for promoting health equity. I have no disclosures to make. So today I'm going to describe the process for eliciting community feedback from diverse populations as a health equity strategy. I'll discuss some preliminary results from minority population feedback and identify how this feedback is going to be used to inform local and statewide public health policy and practice in Wisconsin. So first I'll just give some background to this project. Wisconsin's state health plan is Healthiest Wisconsin 2020. It's a 10-year plan that was made in 2010, and it is required by Wisconsin statute. The plan was put together with input from over 1,500 Wisconsin residents, and it was 250 pages long. The vision of the state health plan is everyone living better longer. Its mission is ensuring conditions in which people can be healthy and can be members of healthy, safe, and resilient families and communities. It has two main goals. The first is improving health across the lifespan, and the second is eliminating health disparities and achieving health equity. It has 23 focus areas, 2 cross-cutting focus areas, 9 infrastructure focus areas, and 12 health focus areas. In February of 2014, the state came out with Healthiest Wisconsin 2020 Baseline and Health Disparities Report. This was a report that was developed to track the progress on the objectives of the state health plan and also to identify the health disparities in the state of Wisconsin. The report addresses the health focus areas of the plan as well as access to health care and then provides data summaries by different populations. And these include racial and ethnic minority populations, people of lower socioeconomic status, people with disabilities, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender populations, as well as differences by geography. The report had 2 key findings. The first was that minority populations in Wisconsin experienced disparities across a number of issues, which include socioeconomic status, health risk behaviors, as well as health outcomes. The second major finding was that we need more data in order to better understand the extent of these disparities for some of the relatively small populations in the state. And these smaller populations include Hispanics and Latinos, American Indians, Asians, people with disabilities, LGBT populations, as well as foreign-born populations. The Health Equity Check-In was developed as a way to evaluate the findings from this report. It's a process for engaging minority populations in conversation about the state-level data of the report, as well as about what they believe their needs are. It's a series of community-led focus groups with minority populations around the state of Wisconsin. It was submitted through University of Wisconsin Institutional Review Board and found exempt as an evaluation project. And the project has developed into a unique collaboration between governmental public health at the state level, community-based organizations, and academic partners. The project has a number of purposes. First, we want to determine if those results of the risk disparities report are reflective of the experiences and issues identified by the communities themselves. What we find will be used to inform the Wisconsin Minority Health Program priorities for the next 5 years, inform the best use of funding and resource allocations for community health initiatives, inform priorities for the Wisconsin Health Improvement Plan, which is currently being developed as a 5-year plan for the next 5 years as the state moves toward accreditation. And finally, inform larger strategic priorities for the Division of Public Health. So I'll go through the methods of the project. I know this is small print, but you can find the slides online. So I just want to point out the project has 5 main phases, and we're sort of at the end of phase 3. So the first phase was developing these focus group questions, which was done by state employees, and then to identify the community-based organizations who would conduct these focus groups with their communities. In the second phase, the community-based organizations conduct and record the focus groups. In the third phase, the recordings are transcribed, and we're working with academic partners who are coding and helping pull out the themes from those transcripts. In the fourth phase, we're going to go back to the community-based organizations we've worked with and ask them to help us validate these preliminary results with community members who participated in the focus groups. From there, we'll develop a list of priorities and also create dissemination materials, which in the fifth phase we'll then disseminate and then use the findings to inform all the different priorities that I've mentioned. So this slide lays out the role of each of the three partners in this project. At the state level, the state has created the state health plan and then the baseline and disparities report, which we're evaluating. We also train the facilitators who conduct the focus groups and have created guiding documents for the different facilitators and for the analysts working on the coding. The community-based organizations identify the facilitator as well as the note taker for their groups. They recruit the participants, set the date, hold the focus groups, and do the recording, and then they will facilitate that data validation that I mentioned. The academic partners are the ones who do the coding. They code with the participants' own words first, and then we're framing those codes into categories based on the county health rankings model, which I'll show on the next slide. They will also be assisting us with the dissemination materials and generating the priorities. So this is the county health rankings model. It breaks down the different health factors that affect health outcomes into four broad categories: health behaviors, clinical care, social and economic factors, and the physical environment, and then breaks down what are the main factors within each of those groups. This is the framing we've used for this project, both for the focus group questions as well as for the categories for the codes we're developing. The questions are very broad and open-ended. They ask the people to define their community so we know who they're talking about as they answer the questions, to list the top concerns for their community, the things that people are struggling with there, how they think life could be improved and who could help with doing that, where they get their information about health so that we can better put out our health information. And then during the focus group, they're shown some data cards from that disparities report that is specific to their population and asked, is this representative of what you actually experience? So far, we've completed 24 focus groups and we have three that will be done within the next month. With community members, we've had groups of African Americans, Hmong, Hispanic and Latino, LGBT groups, American Indian, both tribal and urban, people with disabilities, and people living in rural areas. We also had several groups of community health workers as they bring a different perspective. And these community health workers were both from the communities that they served and then are working with those people. So they included African Americans, American Indian, Asian, Hispanic, Latino, as well as refugees. And we also added two key informant focus groups. The Wisconsin Minority Health Leadership Council is a council that advises the minority health program, and they represent all of the different minority populations that we're trying to reach. Wisconsin also has a large variety in their Native American tribes, which we were not able to capture through the community focus groups, and so we did a key informant focus group with the Wisconsin Tribal Health Directors Association. So I'll discuss some of our very preliminary results and our dissemination plans. The analysis of the transcripts is still in process, and we're doing three layers of analysis. The first is a very high-level look that looks at the facilitator summaries. So after the focus groups, we ask the facilitators about five questions and ask them to identify what they think the main themes were, if there was any surprises that they saw, so we can get an overview of their experience. We'll then do analysis within each population for the community members, the community health workers, and include the key informants, and then finally look across all populations. So these are some of the preliminary results from facilitator summaries for a sample of the racial and ethnic focus groups. The overall themes that the facilitators identified included a need for employment, lack of income and resources, need for health insurance or better health insurance, the need to better address sensitive issues, need for linguistically appropriate services, as well as a lack of trust in government. For the African American groups, the facilitators identified some factors that affect health, including obesity. This is a quote from one participant who said, "It costs money to eat healthy," which we know is true. Crime, as well as drugs. For the Hispanic and Latino groups, they identified crime, including feeling scared of the police, drugs, HIV, specifically that men don't like to use protection, and that there's a lack of information about HIV available in Spanish. And finally, the need for immigration reform. For the Hmong groups, they identified drinking and smoking habits that affect health, and the facilitators also mentioned the need for incentives to get people to participate in health-related events. From our urban American Indian groups, they identified the need for safety and concerns about gang violence, drug and alcohol abuse, lack of economic opportunities and job training, as well as homelessness. The community health workers talked about language access as a barrier, acculturation and gender roles, intergenerational aspects of American Indian communities, and they also presented a higher awareness of the social determinants of health than the community members who participated in the focus groups. This project has a number of limitations. It's been a constantly evolving process that has shifted throughout, and this is partly due to the fact that we have a lack of consistent funding and resources for the project. We're coordinating with a diverse group of partners, which means we have varying facilitation and analysis skills among those working on the project. And this has led to some variation in the process, both in facilitating the focus groups and in the analysis. Influence of personal bias is always a concern, especially with qualitative research and methodology. Lack of slides in other languages has been an issue for the groups conducted in other languages, in Spanish and in Hmong, and so the facilitators had to translate the slides to explain them to the groups. And then we have the limitation of interpretation for those groups as well, since they were conducted in another language, but we're analyzing all of the results in English. Some of our potential dissemination materials will be high-level summaries to inform program staff at the state, fact sheets to the minority communities, conversations with those communities, submissions to peer-reviewed journals, presentations to partners, as well as conference presentations. Thank you very much for your attention.